I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. And today we're going to talk about how to be magnetic in terms of manifesting everything that you want out of life. But I feel like even more than that, we're going to talk about the law of attraction, how you can actually like manifest and raise your vibration to manifest more out of life, but then also immediate energy shifts and action shifts that can do that. Because I think a misconception about the law of attraction and manifesting is that it kind of sits as something that like is just kind of scientific, and it's just like, oh, you think about the law of attraction and then things happen. But I think there's the second part of it is action as well. I don't think anything ever happens just from like understanding the behind the scenes of something on its own. I think there's always that action step that really like takes it to the next step. And so we want to talk about like becoming magnetic in your life and kind of creating the life and the things that you want, because not necessarily that everything I want in life comes to me, but I definitely have so many moments where maybe it's super random little things in the moment, where maybe sometimes we've just been talking about a brand we really like, and then we get an inquiry for a podcast ad and it's from that brand, and we're like, no way, that's so crazy, we were just talking about that. Or little things where it's like, oh my god, I was just thinking about that person and then they text you, or I was just thinking about how much I want that and then it pops up. Little things like that I feel like happen to me a lot. Or I'll have these bigger moments of life where something happens and I'm like, oh my god, I used to want this so badly, or I used to dream of having this thing and now this is what my life actually looks like. And so I think when you look at your life that way, it's kind of cool to see how pieces fall into place. But I definitely think it takes a level of having that belief and trust in your life, in the universe, that things are going to go that way. And so that's what we want to talk about, is like how you can kind of create that. So we're going to talk both about that manifestation, kind of bigger picture, more energetic aspect, but then also things you can do to just be a more magnetic, emanate better energy person, like in your day to day.
I'm actually reading a book right now that is called Frequency, and it's about people's personal frequencies. And we had a conversation about this when we were traveling with one of our friends
about people's personal, like, manifestation, law of attraction, all of that. And he at first was a hater, like a hella hater. And then we explained a few things or a few examples. Like, he had texted us about a brand once. He was like, you guys should get this. And then literally the next week, they had inquired about a podcast ad. We were just talking about personal frequency and, like, attracting things based on frequency. And he was like, that's stupid. That's dumb. And I was like, well, no, not really. Like, it's science. It may sound kind of out of the, like, out of left field or crazy, but everything on, like, I feel like everyone can agree or understand the fact that every item, person, thing, whatever it is on earth, emits a frequency or operates on a frequency or has, like, some sort of frequency going through it. And then if you understand that, it's not that hard to just understand that two things, like, the way waves work are they work together. Like, they either add to each other or they cancel each other out, if we're talking about amplitude or frequency is the title of the book. But if you've ever, this is how I described it to him, is if you've ever been in a room with someone and you're just like, oh, we vibe with each other. Like, even, like, the first time you meet, you're like, we vibe with each other. That's because you're operating on the same wavelength, and so the amplitudes of those waves, they're adding up. Now it's doubled. The energy is double. Mm-hmm. But if you're in someone where your waves are off, the vibes aren't matching up between you two. That's not to say someone is, like, in the wrong. It's just to say, like, you guys are on different wavelengths. But the same principle occurs where the waves add up and then all of a sudden they kind of cancel out, and that's why you feel kind of down or, like, awkward or uncomfortable in a similar setting as the person that the waves added up, and now you feel, like, off the charts high on life with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think after we explained it like that, this within the span of, like, 5 minutes, this conversation.
It was a dinner conversation.
He was like, oh, I get it. I understand it. And I was like, I'm actually reading a book right now. You can have it after me, which everyone knows that's going to be in a year. Guys, I did finish the book that, if you've been listening for a while, like, last summer, not even summer 2023, like, summer 2022, I got this book, and it took me until a couple months ago to finish it, and it was on...
What was the book again?
Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza. And it's like quantum physics, neuroscience, brain chemistry, biology, and genetics to show you what is truly possible. I just read the blurb on the back of the book. So it's kind of, and I like to really know what I'm reading. So I, like, will read things over and over again. That's why it was taking me so long. And that's why this energy book is, or frequency book, sorry, is taking so, will take me so long, because I'm like, I need to really grasp the concept. And because I don't love reading entertainment books. If it was an entertainment book, I could finish it so fast. But this is, like, dense information almost, or it has more.
You're learning.
Valuable. Yeah, you're learning more things. Like, you need to actually pay attention. And that's what it is. Anyway, this book is interesting, and I haven't read enough to, like, give you guys any details on it. But it looks like a cool book, and I'm excited to read it. So if you want to read it too.
Yeah. Well, I think it's probably interesting because it's giving a lot of the science behind frequencies and wavelengths, which probably, like, understanding that will give you so much belief in the law of attraction and in kind of the world working in that way. But manifestation in itself, it's the process of using your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs to create the reality that you want and also attract the reality you want, be kind of magnetic in that way. But it's based off of the law of attraction, which states that like attracts like. So you kind of need a simple understanding of how the law of attraction works to understand how manifestation would work. So the law of attraction at a very basic level, because I'm also not an expert, but I know that, like, years ago when I first learned about it, I was like, oh, this is super interesting. Like, that definitely gave me a new trajectory to life and how I think and how I act. And so I think it's super powerful. We're all energy. Like, everything in the universe is made up of energy. Things, people, animals, even our thoughts and our feelings, because, and also, like, if you think about it in a really legitimate way, like music, because it's literally like waves, like wavelengths. So your thoughts, the words that you speak.
I actually could talk a lot about music and how that affects people. Like, not to be, I know parents are always like, oh my god, turn that off, like, this, when songs have too many curse words in it or, like, silly topics. But at the end of the day, when people are pumping, the only songs you're listening to are, like, heavy rap. Like, I love good rap, right? But I also love, like, love good country song, you know?
Yeah.
But when people are only listening to, like, super hardcore rap, and it's, like, just, like, shot this person, blah, 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 like,
drugs, jail, like crazy things. People who are not in that setting are like, your brain is like soaking that up and you're like, you think you're there. Yeah. Or if you listen to a country song, you're like, America, and even if you live in like not an America state, like all of a sudden, if that's all you listen to, like your neutral state, you're just like, you didn't even realize it, but that's like where your brain rests.
Yeah.
Or if you listen to like sad, depressing music all the time, that's where your brain is gonna rest.
This is true. So think, that's kind of a cool way to think about it, is like, think of how much music and the different energies of that, like how different they feel and how they can either feel like they align with you or they don't, or how they change your vibe a little bit. That is everything. That's people. Like, I know that you notice that with people. And it's not even like, oh, this is a good person, this is a bad person. It's like, you just match people's energies sometimes, or you don't. And sometimes you could have somebody who, like, on paper, you guys don't even seem like you have that much in common, or it, like, doesn't seem like it would make sense. But there's just some sort of matching of an energy where, I don't know, you're just like, you feel good around that person, versus there are other people who maybe you have so many similar interests and you seem like you could be so similar, but it's just draining to like talk to them and stuff, because for whatever reason, like, your stuff doesn't match.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Where it's like, this doesn't make sense, but it like, it just does vibes wise.
The people who I am on paper exactly like, and I've gone to hang out with them, I'm like, this is not, and I feel like we've talked about this before in different relationship episodes, like living differently than people around you, or the different types of friendships or relationships in your life. I forget the exact title of that episode. But sometimes if I go to meet for the first time or hang out with, if I've like known this person, someone that is exactly like me, like has similar or the same interest in like health and structures their days similarly and has similar types of friends, or maybe we're in the same friend group or whatever it may be, like just lives very, very similar to me on all accounts, I have a really hard time staying engaged and staying excited about those friendships. Sometimes those end up being the like one-off catch-up friendships where you're like, I want to care about this relationship, but I just can't get super excited. And then I have really, really great friends that I'm like, I am so excited to hang out with this person, that have varying ways of living, have varying interests and hobbies, have varying people that they are surrounded by on the daily. And those, I'm like, this is interesting. This is exciting.
It definitely comes down to the energy. Sometimes it's hard to explain, like, you can, why you and a person get along, or why you like somebody.
The reason there's just you're going to get along with those people is because of the energy. And a lot of that has to do with, like, how, not ways that you are that you can't put down on paper, like how you care about people or what you genuinely take interest in, or how you choose to spend your energy. And not just like in what buckets do you choose to spend your energy, but how does that actually manifest, and how does your energy get out to like, this is how I show my support for someone, or this is how I put my energy into work.
I also think it is like your outlook on life and your outlook on different things. And with that being said, it's not like you're born at a specific frequency and it's just stagnant. Like, it's not like you're born with like a lower vibration and you're gonna be like that for the rest of your life. Like, you have the opportunity to change those, because your thoughts, your words, your actions, your feelings, those all vibrate at different frequencies as well. And so by changing your thought patterns, by changing your action patterns, like, you can legitimately raise your own vibration and kind of live at a bit of a higher frequency as well. I feel like we've all experienced different phases of our life where we feel like we're living at a higher frequency, or we feel like everything feels a little bit lower and slower and dragged down, and like you're living at a bit lower of a frequency.
If you watch my stories, you've definitely seen this on like an answer to a question box about this topic. I always bring it up, but we know I love this idea of the triangle. I forget, I can never find it when I go to look it up, but let me see if I can Google it real quick. Picture an upside down pyramid, or a right side up cone. So small point at the bottom, wide at the top. This is all in hertz. I don't know what the actual hertz mean, okay? But I know that it is the like levels of frequency. So I don't know if this comes in like thousands of hertz or if it's literally just like 20. But the bottom of the pyramid is shame. It's 20 energy units.
So this is describing how different feelings and emotions, what frequencies they're on.
Yeah, but it's also how you exist in the world.
Okay.
So, like, how you show up is according to, like, a different frequency. Uh-huh. So 20 at the bottom is shame, and then it's 30, 50, 75, whatever. It goes up. So it's shame at the bottom, and then going up, it's guilt, apathy. Interesting, we just had an episode on that. Grief, fear, desire, anger, pride, courage, neutrality. So now we're switching. Willingness, acceptance, reason, love.
So this is like we're joy, reading it from bottom to top.
Yep. Peace, enlightenment. So the top is enlightenment, which is labeled here as the ultimate consciousness. Take that as you will. I just think it's interesting that when you do see this pyramid or understand or try to conceptualize this idea of like a baseline frequency and a baseline vibe that you're operating in, it makes sense. And you can kind of understand where you are. And when I feel like I've talked about this in different episodes of raising your neutral, and that's exactly what this is when you raise your neutral, you're raising your baseline frequency that you're operating on, which correlates with this idea of shame at the bottom, enlightenment at the top. More, it's contracted or expanded. This is the how they describe the levels of frequency. So the bottom, everything is much more contracted, and at the top, everything is much more expanded, so a higher frequency. But when you raise or lower or just change in general your baseline frequency, you're changing this emotion or vibe that you're constantly operating in or constantly going back to. So obviously throughout your day, you're gonna have different moments. Like, you're gonna have moments where you're up and like, oh my god, I'm happy in this moment, and then you're gonna have moments where you're more frustrated or more fearful or filled with more apathy. But relatively, you're going to come back to and operate within the same or similar frequency for longer periods of time. And you can work to a lot of the like self-improvement, self-help, whatever, is done to raise your vibration. And whether it be neutral or, you know, operating in levels of, they're labeled love, joy, peace, those are some of the top ones, but right below enlightenment. But I think it's important to understand this concept and kind of start to conceptualize where you are on the pyramid. You obviously don't have to liken it to a certain frequency or really go to super deep scientific or try and like figure out your frequency, but you can figure out where you are just based on what you tend to feel and how you feel like you're operating and how you feel like your baseline is. And then you can, if you want to move it for whatever reason in whatever direction, you can work on that.
Mm-hmm. So first idea of the law of attraction is that we're all energy. The second thing to understand is that like attracts like. Our thoughts and feelings vibrate at different frequencies, as we've been explaining. And so when you focus on more positive thoughts and feelings, you attract other positive, higher vibration things into your life. It's like what we were talking about with how you either connect with people because you're on a similar wavelength or you don't because you're not. That is just how energy works. It's gonna attract and connect with things that are living on that same wavelength. It's almost like if you think of things in like different planes, like if you're at a certain frequency, only other things that are at that frequency are like in your realm or on your plane and are going to kind of be in your reach.
Tangible to you.
Yeah. And again, then if you're on a lower one, it's similar. It's like, you know how sometimes it feels like when things go bad, everything goes bad? Or like you're just having like a string of bad luck, or when you're sad and you're down and you're feeling depressed, then like things continuously feel like they're going wrong. That might actually happen because you're at a operating lower frequency.
If you're like everything
in that world.
If you're like nothing's going right, everything's out to get me. And part of this is like what you see and what you care about. So when you are in a state where like everything mm-hmm. just works out for me all the time, that's not to say that like you're not faced with inconveniences and challenges, but you're also one, attracting a lot more and seeking out and putting energy and are excited to work for more exciting and favorable opportunities. But you're also way more aware of those opportunities. It's like when you're looking for a red car, or like you're looking to buy a red car, you see so many of them. Mm. Or you buy a new car, and then suddenly you're driving, you're like, I've never seen so many of this car model on the roads, because that's what you're looking for now.
Right.
You weren't looking for it, or you weren't trained or apt to seek that out before, mm-hmm. but you are now. And the same goes for like if you're in a more negative state, you're like, nothing is working out for me, the world is like, everything's going wrong. There may be opportunities to get out of it, or there may be like one-off good things that are happening to you, but you're one, kind of playing into that energy and attracting more negative things, or almost seeking out more negative things, because I am so, like, I'll say it again, there has to be action behind this vibration and behind this, like, manifestation idea. So you're subconsciously seeking out the more negative opportunities, or, like, finding them for yourself, but you're also way more aware of them. And so it may be that it's a very similar ratio to, like, your normal day-to-day life, but you're hyper aware of them, and you're letting them play a bigger role in your day and how it impacts you.
On the flip side, if you're at a higher frequency, it doesn't mean that more negative things, like, can't face you in life and that those things don't happen. You're probably less perceptive to them or less bothered by them. Like, I know in my own experience, I feel like the past 6 months or so, I definitely feel like I've been living at way higher of a vibe than I was the 6 months prior to that. And there are so many things that I'm like, this isn't ideal, this isn't perfect, but I'm just way less bothered by it. I feel like I have a better filter on things, and it might be because I'm keeping my thoughts and my actions at this higher vibration. So when things come at me that are at a lower vibration, I've been a little bit better of, like, observing them, but not, almost like observing them, but not absorbing them. Like, I'm not absorbing those wavelengths because I'm not on the same one.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages. Maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
You know what I mean? So we're all energy. Like attracts like. And then by knowing this, you can create your own reality because you understand that your thoughts, your feelings, your actions create your reality. And when you focus on what you want, you're sending out that energy into the universe that attracts more of the same vibe. So when you focus on, I'm going to live my life to the highest caliber that I can, like my daily routine is going to be high vibe, I'm going to think positively, I'm going to treat other people well, I'm just going to live with this higher vibe, then those are the frequencies that you're sending out to the universe, and you're going to attract more of the same because you're on that new plane. So you can use these to change your actions to then therefore attract more of the good. So you understand how, like, it's the combination of understanding this energy, but then also creating your vibration so that then you can manifest more of it. So there needs to be that combination of action as well. But if there's something specific you want to manifest in life, or some things that are specific, maybe not, because sometimes I think that I don't get super, super specific about, like, I want this exact thing, but I have kind of like buckets of things that I want to see be more successful, or that I want to see thriving more. You can decide what you want to focus on, and you can manifest more of that specific thing by putting positive focus on that. Maybe it's like your health and like fitness, just because that's always like a very tangible thing to go to. Maybe you always tell yourself like, oh, like I'm so unfit, I'm so lazy, I'm such a bum, like all of this. Then you're going to continue to act like that, and that's the energy that you're going to
attract. You're not going to have the literal energy. Yeah. To get up and go work out.
Versus if you can see yourself as somebody who deserves to feel healthy and who is capable of things, then you're going to gain the motivation to go do those things, and they're going to come way more easily to you. But you have to decide what it is that you want and then actually put positive energy to it. It might be like friendships or relationships. If you're always like, oh, like I people always leave me, I have such bad people in life. Well, the more that you say that and the more that you create that narrative, even if it is how things have worked for you in the past, the more that you repeat that narrative, the more that you're telling the universe that, like, this is the way that I live, this is what should continue to happen. So even if you have to fake it till you make it at first and like create a different dialogue that you might not totally think is true at first, like maybe you start telling yourself like, oh, I'm so fit, I can run 5 miles, I can do this, I can do that, even if you like deep down don't believe it yet, or you aren't there yet. Or if you keep saying like, oh, I deserve such great people in my life, my friendships are so fulfilling, all of these things, like if you just flip your mindset to think that way, even if you don't see it as true yet, you're sending out energy into the universe saying, I'm focusing positively on these things. I'm acting at the vibration as if I already have this. So of course you're going to send me more of the same, because now I'm on the wavelength that is going to unlock and accept these things. So to manifest what you want in life, get clear on what it is that you want. What are those buckets of life? What are those goals and desires? Get as specific as possible, but at the end of the day, like, sometimes it just takes, hey, I want this area of my life to feel more fulfilling. The second and most important step, I think, is to believe that it's actually possible. Because if you don't believe that you can achieve that, if you don't believe that you can have that in your life, then you absolutely won't. Like, that is the deciding factor of everything, is if you believe that you're capable of it or that you're deserving of it. So it's important that you have that trust and belief in yourself and in what you deserve first, and then also the trust in the power of manifestation, that things may not come to you tomorrow, but that if you continue to live your life at this frequency, things will click together. Number 3, focus on positive thoughts and feelings. When you focus on what you want, make sure that you're doing that with positive thoughts and feelings, because like we talked about before, that's what's going to help you attract more positive experiences into your life. And then also visualize your success. There's like something to say about visualization. It doesn't mean you need to like sit down and formally meditate, but I don't know. I'm kind of somebody that I think, I don't know if I'd describe it as daydreaming, but like I definitely see things visually in my head regardless. Like I'm always playing scenarios in my head. And I think that if you're somebody like that, play positive scenarios in your head, because it's easy to like stress about things and like imagine the worst thing happening, but it's more fun to daydream about like the best thing happening, or think about like how things could go really well. And the more that you do that, the more that you're going to see that actually happening in your life, because you're visualizing that success. And when you visualize something, it just shows your brain that like, oh, this scene is realistic, this can actually happen in life. So whatever it is, the more that you can, 1, believe that it's possible, 2, focus positively on it, and 3, actually visualize that happen, then you're so set up for success. And then the last step is just take action. Like, what are the actual actionable things that you need to do to get yourself there? So that is what I would say would be the 5 steps to legitimately manifesting what you want, after we now have this knowledge of how the energy works and what the law of attraction is to begin with.
I want to talk about the physical manifestation, for lack of a better word, of this kind of energy. And a lot of this has to do with confidence and like the episode says, being magnetic. So I think this section is how to be magnetic on like a social or personal level, whereas everything we just talked about is more of like you in your zone and how you go about life. I feel like this next section is more about how you present yourself to the world, and especially on a social level, considering other people's perception of you. So the main vibe is don't tell people who you are, show them. That, this I could talk about for ages as well, but like show and tell, show don't tell. Like literally with everything, show don't tell. Mm-hmm. It is so much more impactful. Like same vibe of if you make a joke and you have to explain it, like it's not as funny. If you have to go around telling people a certain trait about you, you don't have that trait.
Or maybe it doesn't show for itself, or you're not confident in it enough to let it just show for itself.
It's manifesting in the wrong way. Like, this happens a lot with people who, like, want to be something that they aren't or are uncomfortable with themselves, and they go around verbalizing their personality traits. Like, you don't, when something is actually who you are, people are just going to know. People are going to know and mm-hmm. understand it without you having to say it.
Yeah.
And even if they do understand that, if you do constantly verbalize, like, character traits of yourself, it's annoying, and it's gonna, like, devalue that character trait.
I think it, at least if I'm the one on the receiving end of that, like, I'm receiving you, like, telling me who you are versus me just showing it, it backfires, in my opinion. It makes me think that those things are not true, because why would you necessarily have to tell me or like push to tell me? I should just be able to see that, like if we spend enough time together or if I know enough about you. And it also, even if those things are true, it just makes me want to like ego check the person.
Yeah.
And so regardless, literally, I just still don't like it. I'm like, maybe it is true that you think these things and you do these things, but just do it without telling me that you have to do it, because then I'm like, I don't know. That is like one of my least favorite qualities that somebody can come at me with, because I'm like, why can't we just be on the same playing field here, and I don't have to then feel like I have to tell you everything that I am. I think that's what it is for me, because it makes me uncomfortable. Like, I prefer to show don't tell in my life. I want people to just kind of like see me for what I am, and I want it to feel kind of like authentic that way. I think I'm more comfortable with that than like standing up and being like, I'm all these things. And so when somebody does that to me, then I feel like it makes me kind of less authentic, because then I have to feel like I'm putting on that same show of, okay, well, here's what I think and here's what I do and here's what I am too. And I don't like to feel like I have to prove myself to you. So that was a bit of a tangent, but.
So number one, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 points here in the like shifting your actions and how you can actually embrace this idea of becoming magnetic on a personal level on like a day-to-day basis is one, embracing your authenticity. So this comes down to a lot of what we describe in our recipe for confidence is embracing your authenticity. So there's a character trait that isn't you and you want to be, so you have to go tell people a lot of times when people have to tell you who they are, that's an inauthentic description of who they are. And that's why it's so annoying. And that's why people just don't get energized or don't get intrigued by that. So embrace your authenticity. If you are uncomfortable with yourself, others are going to be uncomfortable with you. If you are comfortable with yourself, others are going to be automatically comfortable with you. You show people, like we've said before, you show people how to treat you. You show people how to understand you. Those all come from the subconscious, like, indescribable ways that you are. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The ambition card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this ambition card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
And that is really important because that can be, that's not something to be scared of. That's not a scary thing. That is so valuable. And the only way to make it hit hard is to be authentic. The only way to make it positive is to be authentic. You can't try and seek out these positive traits that aren't who you are in order to make that a positive understanding. It has to just be authentically who you are, because who you are is good. Regardless of who you are and how that is on paper, like, who you are is good. So when you're authentic to that, others are going to be comfortable. Others are going to want to support you. Others are going to see you better for who you are. But that starts with you. Same thing, if you're empowered and comfortable and appreciative of who you are, that's how others are going to treat you and accept you. And then point number two is body language. I think it's really important on kind of physically energetic level. If someone walks into a room with their shoulders back, looking around the room, doesn't go on their phone. Like, if you walk into a room alone or you're in a setting alone, it is so much more powerful to, like, stand up with good posture and be, like, give off a vibe of confidence and being comfortable. Whereas if some, like, that is good, that is positive, that is magnetic and, like, important and just has a good vibe. Whereas if someone walks into a room and is, like, immediately shriveled up, like, oh, I need to go on my phone because I don't know anyone here, like, my eyes are down, my shoulders are kind of hunched, like, I'm going to stand in the corner, immediate vibes are on the low.
You're closing yourself off to, like, any sort of opportunity there. Because then it's going to be kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy of, like, oh, I'm uncomfortable here, I'm going to, like, keep to myself and just look at my phone. Well, then people probably aren't going to talk to you.
Right.
But it might not be that there's no one there for you. Because there might be, but you just need to, like, I definitely think a posture thing and how you walk into a room is huge, because it's either open and inviting or it's closed off, even if you don't mean to be and it's just kind of from your own uncomfort. Challenge yourself to walk into a room like you're meant to be there.
Or, on that was, like, a large example, but if you're in a group or hanging out with your friends, the same thing. If you're, like, I don't know, check in with your body language, because if you're sitting slumped over on your phone, or even just, like, take the phone out of it, if you're just slumped over in a weird position, like, that may not be super inviting and you may not have the best time. Whereas if you're sitting with your friends and you don't have to be sitting with pin straight posture if you're, like, sitting on the couch with your friends, but if you're open, like, physically open to them, the vibes are gonna be better. And it's kind of a silly thing to say, like, oh, the vibes, but literally we just talked about this, everything is a frequency, like, it is a vibration, it is the vibes.
The answer to most things is usually vibes. Usually vibes.
Number three is cultivating a positive mindset. Similar to number one of embracing authenticity, when you're aligned with yourself, have a positive mindset, other things are going to fall into that same energy. Like we talked before about attracting things, like, when you have a good mindset, your outlook on the world is going to be better and the input from that is going to be better. And then same thing goes for the opposite. Is if when you have a negative mindset, more bad things are going to happen. You're going to be aware of more bad things. So we want to stay with a positive mindset so we can attract more positive things and just stay in a higher, more expanded frequency. Number one, two, 3. Number 4 is communication skills. And we know the way that you speak matters. We did a whole episode on this. So if you want the in-depth on that, go listen to that episode. It was maybe like a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Crazy. So like
definitely been longer than that. Yeah, we just don't think it has been.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, we literally just did that episode and look back and it's been 6 months. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's crazy. But be confident in what you say. Speak clearly is important. Articulate your words and then try to avoid filler and fluff words. I know I say like a lot. Part of it, I think, is just the natural vernacular of like this. Oops, said it again. This generation. Obviously, 50 years ago, no one was saying like or using these filler words that are available to us now. But now it's become more, one, accepted and two, embedded in our language. But there's still a cap to it. There's a lot more tolerance to people saying like now just because it is more part of how we speak and how we think and how we are, but there obviously is a cap. If someone's saying like every other word, really annoying, hard to understand what they're even talking about and hard to pay attention to the words that they're meaning to say, because all you can do is pay attention to how much they're saying. Like, I also think it's interesting to watch how other people speak and just their word choice. People can choose elevated words. One time we were having a family dinner and like my mom's friend's daughter said the word prior instead of before. She was just like, oh, the week prior. I was like, that was such a good word choice.
That was so elevated of you.
And so now I've been saying prior. And prior now it's a natural, not like, yeah, not like that, but that. I was like, oh, it, like a month prior, blah, blah. It just like rolls off the tongue. And it's like a month before. Like that, you know?
A month prior. Oh, yeah, that was like a month prior.
It's just little switches, I think, are important and can change the vibe that you give off. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is building self-confidence. Go listen to the recipe for confidence episode. We bring it up all the time because it is so important.
It's like the baseline of everything.
It literally is the baseline of everything. And that is essentially trust yourself, respect yourself. There were like 3 more.
Trust and respect in yourself, and then a combination of self-discipline and self-compassion. That's my recipe, I think.
And then finally, it literally, this is our last point, it is a vibe. Scientifically, it is a vibe. And it is a vibration. And when you exude confidence, you are exuding a certain vibration. You are operating at a different frequency. But when you change your vibe and you change the frequency and the, I guess, like frequency bucket that you're operating in, you change how the world is shaped to you and what is offered to you and how you see the world. And I think that's, and who's around you. And I think that is really important. So remember, it is all just a vibe.
And with that, I hope this episode was interesting and helpful. And I hope that just listening to these things, in a sense, raised your vibration for a moment as well and gave you a bit of motivation. Because I know that, you know, sometimes things like this can be like so daunting when you're talking about an entire mindset shift or an entire like way of living shift. But I think that these things, like understanding manifestation, building self-confidence, building trust in yourself and in the universe, I think these are like the most life-changing things. Like, it truly just changes how you live your life and then therefore what is attracted into your life. And it really does have the power of making you so much more magnetic in your life and attracting more of all those good things that you want and not feeling like you're living at a low vibration where everything is going wrong, because we've all been there and that's not where I want you to be living. So thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so much, and like, I honestly can't express how much I appreciate you being here every week and listening to us.
Merch is linked below because it is getting colder out and now it's becoming the only. Oh my god, we were at our cousin's house yesterday. Yeah. And he was like, this is our cousin who was literally,
he's like a 27-year-old welder.
He's a welder, man. And he hunts. Like, this
he's
is
a man.
And his girlfriend was like, oh, he wears that hat all the time, the Impress Yourself hat. And he was like, oh, I wore it to work with his welding coworkers. He wore
the white beanie that says girls with goals on it. Please.
And he was like, oh my god, yeah. They were like, what is that? And he was like, oh, it's my cousin's. And he wore it all the time.
It's so kind.
Like, that's so kind. So if you want a beanie or you want a hoodie, that is linked below, as well as the Girls with Goals TikTok and Instagram and our personal TikTok and Instagrams, adding around the Canine at Crown Canine. You know the drill.
The drill is, we'll see you next Monday. Bye.
another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.